Hello, welcome to the Cybersecurity Insider. My name is Yigal Behar. Today I'm going to talk about Zoom. Well, Zoom now introduce a new security feature that you need to add a captcha code on the login screen. So in addition to the username and password, you're going to need to put a captcha, a one-time code, that every time that you refresh the screen or every time that you access the web page to log in, it will ask you to put another code. Now, this is to prevent from bots and hackers to access your account. What it does is delaying the process of hacking your account. It might not prevent the entire hacking, but this is another layer of security. Security, again, it's about layers, not necessarily to prevent everything from happening to your digital life. So Zoom now will also introduce another security feature, which is two-factor authentication. You'll be able to use it with either Google Authenticator or Microsoft Authenticator. And whichever you want, you're going to need to put the phone towards the screen in order to get the QR code. It will scan the QR code, generate a unique connection with your account and the authentication app. And then once you have it installed, you'll be able to use the code. And this is something great from Zoom. Finally, they are doing some better job in terms of securing our digital life. So I thank you today for joining this episode. This is episode number 2. So we'll see you tomorrow with another episode. We're going to talk about probably WordPress. And I have another subject to talk about, which is, again, ransomware. And this is about schools. I know many people are taking the kids to school or are preparing to go to school, but there is some issues with going back to school. So we'll talk about those in the next episode, episode 3 and 4. So hopefully we'll see you in the next 2 days. Thank you for joining. This is Yigal Behar, the Cybersecurity Insider. Thank you. Be safe and signing off as always.